This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, I can't find that on the radio. Y'all turn to that station.
Please hang on. Please. This is an official interruption of your local entertainment transmission.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
You seem to know all the players in this poorly acted farce. What do they call that one?
Bob Lutz.
You know how they talk about street smarts? I got it.
It puts you
out on the street, and you may not ever find another street.
It's not realistic. It's crazy.
Jeff Lutz.
But what have you acquired from being on the street educationally that I haven't? Because here I am trying to provide for the show, trying to use what I got.
I hear ya!
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Listen to this, if you can.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show. KFH Radio, Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, your co-host, Max Power, our producer and engineer. Here's Taylor Eldridge from the Wichita Eagle, Kansas.com, Wichita State Athletics beat writer. Shockers with a win on the road last night at Charlotte by 8 points. Taylor, hello, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
You bet. We got to get you on in our final week. So what's the meaning of the win last night? Does it have any meaning? Can the Shockers somehow find a way to get on a little bit of a roll here in the final 10 games of the regular season?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously better than a loss. It's hard to take away too much. You know, Charlotte, you know, last place in the American. So, you know, those are the only two wins so far in the conference for WSU. So I don't know if we learned that much. I would say, you know, it is a tiny step in the right direction, just given the fact that they were down two starters, Justin Hill, Harlan Beverly. You know, that's a good chunk of minutes in the rotation that was missing, and they have really struggled on the road last year and this year. So, you know, in that regard, it was a step forward. You know, faced a little adversity, got down early in the first half, and was able to battle back. So, you know, you did see some good things. Freshman Zion Pipkin was a bright spot for the team. You know, he was kind of the one that stepped up in those guys' absences. So, yeah, you know, they have some momentum now. And really it's just going to, yeah, I mean, if they can steal another one on the road this weekend at South Florida, then you're talking about, you know, some momentum going forward and maybe turning this thing around in the last 10 games.
It did happen in the game following when Paul Mills said that maybe some rotation changes would be coming and different guys would get playing times. That didn't happen right away, but it happened last night because, like you said, they were missing two of their high-minute players in Justin Hill and Harlan Beverly. Do you think Zion Pipkin would have gotten that opportunity eventually if those guys hadn't been out? And what kind of ways did that force Wichita State to play differently?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, yeah, you know, if you're spending 40 minutes at the point guard position on seniors who aren't getting the job done, I do think, you know, they would have eventually turned to someone like Pipkin, who's already played, so red shirts off the table. So I think he would have eventually got a opportunity. He kind of got forced into action last night because of Justin Hill's absence. I thought he took the I thought he capitalized on that opportunity. Didn't really do that much flashy, but just kept the ball moving, got the offense some kick-out threes. He had some nice head-to-head passes to Corey Washington. He had a nice rapport with Washington, finding him in transition, finding him on cuts. He was only credited with three assists. I tracked him at six, though. I go back and watch the tape, and he had six assists. So I don't know what happened there, but six assists, zero turnovers in 14 minutes. So pretty impressive showing. That's pretty much his first real opportunity in a game, on the road in conference play. That's a very tough ask for a true freshman to get his very first opportunity at real minutes. I thought Zion Pipkin excelled. There were moments where, you could see the inexperience, particularly on defense with some missed rotations, some screwed up, pick and roll coverages. But for the most part, he did a lot of good when he was on the court. And, from my vantage point, I think he earned minutes going forward. Will that be the case? When Justin Hill comes back, we got a little bit of a logjam at point guard with him, Bijan Cortez, and now Zion Pipkin. So I don't know if they'll be able to fit him in moving forward, but man, it feels like they need to with how he played last night.
Taylor Eldridge, our guest from the Wichita Eagle. Let's fast forward a little bit, because this team is going to lose a bunch of people at the end of the season due to graduation, running out of eligibility. I don't know what this is going to look like in a year. Do you get any indication from Paul Mills about how he wants to build the roster for next year? I know it's hard to tell, because who knows? Will Corey Washington want to come back for a senior year? Will Pipkin and some of the younger guys who really haven't gotten on the floor much this year, will they want to come back? But do you get any kind of indication on his theory about how to move forward?
Well, I did talk to him this last offseason. He did say, the importance of retention. And, you saw that in this year's roster, for better or for worse. But I do know that they plan on, retaining guys. They don't want to get just one-year rentals and build, the foundation around those guys. I think this staff does believe in, trying to keep guys here for, at least 2 years, two-year cycles. So, I'm sure the plan is to bring back Corey Washington, to apply for a waiver for Monte Bozniak, try to get him back. I think A.J. McGinnis might have a case, to get a year back with redshirt. I think Ronnie DeGray, the same boat. But I think those guys are set on moving on, after this year. But it will be interesting to see what they do. They have a JUCO commit right now, and that's up in the air with how many years of eligibility JUCO guys are going to have. Will it be 4 years? Will it be the two that it's always been? They have a high school kid coming out of Texas, another PJ Cousinard kid coming up. That's pretty highly thought of. So that's two, but you remember the rosters are expanding after this year as well. So they can fill up to 15 scholarships if they want. So, we're talking about, double digit new guys on the team for next year. But I think the majority of the recruiting is obviously going to come in the transfer portal after the season. I would expect him to do similar things to what he did this year, bring in a lot of veterans, guys that have played college basketball for, 3-4 years, and try to get this thing flipped quick, because as I think WSU fans are growing a little weary. It's a third straight 500, a little below 500 year. They want to be back in that championship hunt, and I don't think he has the time to try to build this thing in 5-6 years. I think WSU fans, they want to see a winner, and pretty quickly.
Yeah, so how are we supposed to perceive if Zion Pipkin is going to get an opportunity, and Joey Gavoja has played a little bit, but he and Giannis Bamba and TJ Williams, if Wichita State is interested in retaining players and those guys are on the roster but not playing, is that considered retention? Or do they care about bringing guys back who they aren't putting on the floor?
Yeah, I mean, I think for the younger guys, it is important that, you know, you put years in a program, you learn the terminology, you can build them up. I think specifically, you know, Zion Pipkin, TJ Williams, those guys are in the plans moving forward. Yeah, it's just kind of tough to know with Joy Igavoja and Giannis Bamba. You know, just haven't seen a ton of them. We've seen Joy in spot minutes the last 2 years, but, you know, it seems like he got pulled from the rotation pretty quickly this year. So I don't know what their future is going forward, but, you know, it's not like you can bring 15 guys in that all can play, want to play. You know, you do need some guys at the end, some projects, some guys that want to, you know, work on their game and build their way up. So, it's not, you know, you do have to fill out those bottom slots, and you want good team guys, you want good locker room pieces. And I think everything I've heard, you know, those guys fit the bill there. So, but yeah, I mean, I think, bringing back the freshmen is going to be a pretty high priority, because I know people are very high on Zion Pipkin moving forward. I wrote about him today. He talked a little bit with Bijan Cortez, and he said he's going to be, you know, a star point guard going forward. I know Paul Mills has said something similar to that earlier this season. So bringing him back is going to be a high priority. I know they like TJ too. He just got hurt at the wrong time and missed a bunch of the preseason. You know, it's just hard to bring a true freshman in this late in the year in conference play and to burn a whole year for, you know, spot minutes over the last 10, 15 games. You got to think what's best for the players. So I think the plan for him is probably going to be redshirt. They haven't said that officially, but it just seems like that's the case. And he's obviously a pretty intriguing prospect. Wichita kid, can really defend, can handle it, can do all the little things. I know, Jeff, you just wrote that really good piece on Joe Auer. That's a Joe Auer product. So he knows the details of how to win. I think he'll be a valuable player down the road for WSU.
Taylor Eldridge, our guest. I guess we can't give equal time, but we should mention that while we're lamenting the fact that Wichita State men's basketball has not taken off yet under Paul Mills, we should point out that Wichita State women's basketball is in the same boat under Terry Nooner. Now, there's certainly not the same attention given to that, but why are the Shocker women not doing better?
Yeah, it's that's a tough one. I mean, it's I know they liked the recruits they brought in, but yeah, I mean, it's just it hasn't translated for another year in American play. I know they expected to be a little bit better, but, you know, you look at where they were picked in the conference, and, you know, they were picked, you know, near the bottom. So, you know, I think they're 1-9 in conference play now, and, yeah, they're kind of struggling to get traction. And, yeah, that's a tough nut to crack, you know, with the women's program. They had the ball really rolling in the Missouri Valley there under Jody Adams, and ever since then it's been really tough to get anything going for the Shocker women's basketball. So that's going to take, yeah, I mean, that's going to take like a really good recruiting class, and I think it is possible in the transfer portal. You just have to hit on, you know, your targets, hit on your recruits, and you can flip things in 1 year, you know, in today's college basketball era. So doesn't take long, but yeah, you just have to bring in the right recruits, I think.
So we know we're very close to baseball and softball season starting. It seems like both of those teams at Wichita State will be good. What can a successful baseball and softball program mean to an athletic department in the year 2025?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of bottom line, you know, in terms of just money, you know, not a lot, unfortunately. You know, men's basketball is just such a huge revenue driver. Baseball, you know, I think they draw fans, but just not in the same way. But who's to say, you know, maybe there's such an appetite for winning with Shocker fans that, you know, if this baseball team is able to, you know, live up to the hype, I think they really think they could do, you know, something special this year and be that team to get back to postseason. You know, maybe that does bring fans out in droves, but it's just hard. You know, baseball, it's just not the same as men's basketball. You're not going to bring in, you know, a 10, you know, when men's basketball obviously get the peak, you know, 10,500. So it's not the same, but I think for Shocker fans, I think that would be something special. You know, they've been really hungry for something to root for. And, you know, I think baseball and softball, I don't know if softball is going to be as, you know, great as they were in the Sidney McKinney, Addie Barnard years, but I still think they are going to be really, really good, a championship contender for sure. But baseball, you know, it's been a long time coming. I know a lot of fans really want to see baseball, you know, back in postseason play, back in the championship hunt. And if they can deliver on that, I think that would bring a lot of Shocker fans out this spring.
And it really feels like Brian Green, the baseball coach, has worked hard at connecting with Shocker fans, and that, for the most part, from my read, has been very successful at doing so. So I think that gives them a little bit of a leg up. Taylor, thank you. Always our pleasure to get you on the show and talk Shocker athletics. We'll be following your work the rest of the year.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. And, thanks for always bringing me on the radio show. And for all your work, I knew I grew up reading the Wichita Eagle, admiring your work, Bob, and awesome to work with Jeff along the way as well. So it's been really cool to come on your show and to be a guest. So I always appreciate it, and thanks for all you've done for me
over
the years.
Taylor,
Jeff's stepping over you, Taylor.
I didn't mean to step over you. I just didn't want you to hang up. Before you leave, a lot of people, rightly so, believe that you are very talented. We believe that also, and that what's this guy still doing in Wichita when he could maybe even have a national voice? I know you got married. That might be part of the reason you stay in Wichita, but why have you, and what other opportunities have come along for you?
Oh, man, I just, you know, I grew up in Wichita. Like I said, I think there's still, you know, a piece of me that just really loves the Eagle. I grew up, you know, reading the high school sports, and it's a bummer that it's not what it was or not what it used to be, but, you know, still trying to keep it afloat. And I think I just really love Wichita. And like you said, I just got married. And so we're kind of setting up shop here, hopefully, for the extended future. But, yeah, I just really love the city and love the high school sports scene. And, you know, just started doing Wichita State the last, you know, 6-7 years. And I've really enjoyed that. So I'm just kind of, it's always been home to me. So that's kind of the reason why. But yeah, I've had opportunities to, you know, move on. But I think I just like it, like what I do here, and love covering all the sports in Wichita.
Works for me.
All right, Taylor. We appreciate it. Best of luck to you moving forward, and I'm sure we'll talk down the road.
All right. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Taylor Eldridge from the Wichita Eagle. We'll take a break and come back and visit with our friend Chris Lamb.
Lambo,
Wichita State volleyball coach. Certainly one of our favorite guests over the years. No one like Lambo. And you'll get the opportunity to hear what he has to say next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Here's Chris Lamb, the head volleyball coach at Wichita State University, a frequent guest, as we're lining our show with frequent guests, guys and girls we want to touch base with. Coach Lamb, welcome to the show.
Appreciate it, guys. Can't believe this is happening.
Did we get you your proper reminders that you were
due
to come on today?
Yeah, it's just a crazy time of year. I'm all over the map.
When aren't you all over the map? Because you're just kind of that way. You're all over the map all the time, aren't you?
Well, I got my own projects, but you know, I think as you guys probably know, the college sports world is unlike anything I've ever seen before.
Yeah, as I try to interpret that, is that a good thing, a bad thing? Neither of those things, just reality. And how are you adapting to it?
Okay, well, I didn't intend for this to go this direction, but I would say to people, I think transitions are hard. It feels like the wild, wild west right now. You're just reacting, trying to be nimble. But, you know, I just feel like if there's anything that you would say is directing the direction of the NCAA as we know it, it would sadly be litigation. I think they're just bouncing off one lawsuit to the next. And, you know, so if you ever want to change the NCAA, just get mad at them and call a lawyer. And they'll care them for another week, and then they'll care them for another week. And I don't know. I don't know who to blame. I don't, you know, but changes are happening. I fear that the collateral damage will just be maybe more for people and programs at the top, but less programs at the bottom. And that means less people playing college sports. Feels like club is in the future for the bottom of college athletics. I don't necessarily mean all of Division I, but hey, my alma mater, Sonoma State University, cut athletics a week ago. I wondered why it took this long. So that's what I worry about. But maybe there'll be some chopping up of this, and you know, people can choose different paths that they want to go down, and people will just, you know, find another way to do it. But it'll always be sports. I just don't know if it'll always look like the way you and I envisioned it or are used to it. And that's what I mean.
Do you feel a responsibility to follow stuff like that day to day when it's constantly changing? Obviously, you're going to follow it from some sort of higher up or lower down view, and you're going to have all the information. But do you do that personally? Do you wait for Kevin Saul to kind of inform you what's going on? How do you get all that information with everything changing as quickly as it does?
Well, in terms of getting information, it's the rumor mill. It's what you know, we all got friends everywhere. So every week there's somebody's AD says something to somebody and they put it out there. So we hear what their AD said or what their commissioner said. And then you hear what your AD says and your commissioner says, and you see something on the TV or the radio. And, you know, you're just trying to go, oh, this is what I heard. This is what I heard. And, you know, but then we also know that they put these dates out there that, you know, like the next big one is going to be April 7th. And on April 7th, we're going to hear about some decision. And then that decision will go out and it'll make a bunch of people angry, and then they'll challenge it and we'll sit and idle again. That's what I feel. But sooner or later, the seasons have to start. So before these seasons start, before the fall season rolls around, we've got to have some rules to play by. So they'll put something out there, but I have a feeling there'll be a lot of changes. Remember how you and I used to watch one guy play for the same baseball team their whole career, and I just never even see it anymore? Well, that's how seasons feel to me. And then, I mean, totally off the subject, but, you know, I was at our Shocker Hall of Fame banquet the other night, and it just makes me wonder what a Hall of Famer is going to look like anymore at a college. You know, are there really going to be people at schools for 4 years and having these careers that we're used to, or are we going to have Hall of Famers that just had a good year? I don't know. That's a different side note, but just
get ready. And will they want to come back for a Hall of Fame ceremony to a place they were for only 1 year?
Yeah, maybe they'll be in four different Hall of Fames. I don't know. But, yeah, for guys like us, it's just going to feel really weird. But, you know, as long as kids have, you know, places to go to play ball, that makes me happy. I hope that school is still a part of it. But that's even something I'm kind of going, well, is it even going to be? I mean, imagine club sports around the world. We're the only ones that do it at colleges, right? And do this thing. Well, maybe it'll be like the Wichita soccer team at Wichita State, the Wichita basketball team at Wichita State. You know, I don't know. I mean, maybe you'll just use our facilities, but you're not going to really be students anymore. That's a very radical way to say it, but you can almost see it coming that way. But yeah, my hope is that communities that want to support sports teams can still have it. And, I hope kids are still able to keep the sports dream alive after high school and have a place to go. But I do worry about it. I'm not gonna lie.
Lambo, I wish Brandon Crawford had retired a Giant too.
Oh, come on now. Yeah. Yeah.
Forever a Cardinal.
Right. Didn't he go like a month without a hit or something? It was crazy.
Yeah, he didn't do a whole lot. But he was a great Giant for a long time.
Man. Long time, yeah.
So, all right, what's next? It's always good to have you on because we don't.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I cut you off. My bad.
Well, I'm just like, you know, all good things have to come to an end. I don't know. I just, we definitely got to do something in person, though. You guys promised me that, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're not going to be deceased anytime soon. At least I hope not. So you never know what the future. That's what I'm telling people. You know, this is not necessarily goodbye. It's just we're at the end of this, whatever
well,
this
a lot
is.
Of my, and, a lot of my Bay Area radio figures I've all taken to podcasts now, and I'm really enjoying falling asleep every night to Larry Krueger. Whatever he wants to talk about, I put my ear pods in my ear, and I don't know how long before I fall asleep, but I listen to all things 49ers and Giants and Warriors through him via his podcast, and he's got a big following now, and he seems to be loving his podcast world that he's created for himself, and a bunch of guys are doing that.
Yeah, it's like, as you said, with college athletics, the media landscape's changing just as quickly. Talking with Chris Lamb, Wichita State volleyball coach. So we're not really going to talk about volleyball. When you're not doing that, and you spend a lot of time, obviously, with your team and coaching and learning new things, but when you're not doing that, you have this really a great family, your wife and your daughters. What's your fun zone? What do you do to have a lot of fun?
Well, I love my projects. I'm kind of a do-it-yourselfer. I'm pretty proud of my basement now with my tile work and my floors, and the bar I built and all the shelves. Right now, I'm restoring an old piece of heavy furniture I got off Facebook Marketplace for $40, and it's almost done, and I'm excited about that. I've got my projects indoor and out. I'm kind of a jack of all trades that way, and it's relaxing and fun for me. So that's one of my answers. I'm also pretty close to my guys that I grew up with. We communicate a lot, and I don't know if you're on the phone every day with one of your childhood friends or whatever, but there's not a week that doesn't go by that I'm not with one of them. People are always asking me, like, I can't believe you guys are, you know, still in touch. Like, well, for me, yeah, I got my circle. I keep them close to me, and I think I spend time with that. My daughters are busy. Sydney's up at K-State doing band, and Sydney's up at K-State in the band. Gracie's here at Wichita State, but she's like an exchange, so she's spending this year at the University of Minnesota, but as a Wichita State student. So Shan and I have, you know, got the house to ourselves now, so that's a little different, I got to tell you. I don't know. Am I boring? Sorry, am I boring?
No, this is all good, and of course you follow your Bay Area teams, and you've always been a very interesting guy to all of us who know you, and it's not always about volleyball, although your attention to volleyball is not common. You love the game. What keeps you loving the game? What keeps you enthralled by the game of volleyball?
Every day I feel like I get to solve a puzzle. I love puzzles. I go to practice. I've got a list of things I'm trying to help each of my players with as an individual athlete. And then, of course, you know, gaming out your roster to how can you find 25 points, you know, the best way with the group you have. I mean, that part of this thing will never change for me. I don't like the fact that assembling teams and maintaining teams has become so crazy. That's not as much fun. Bobby, here's my analogy. You say I'm interesting. Well, try it this way. So imagine when you're a kid, you know, you wanted to become an expert at, you know, Easter eggs. You wanted to make the best Easter egg. So you spent all week, you know, coloring this special egg, and, you know, maybe you did some artwork on this special egg, or maybe you were gluing some hair or something. You put a lot of time into that egg. And then you took that Easter egg with you to your cousin's house for, you know, everybody's doing Easter egg hunt, and then they hide all the eggs, and then all the kids go out and gather the eggs, and then they tell you that the winner is the person who gathered the most eggs, you know? So then you're kind of like, well, all right, well, I like training players. I like developing players. So that's like making the Easter egg. But then the winner is the person who gathered the most eggs. Well, gathering to me is like recruiting. It's like, well, okay, but I'm still the guy that likes to make the better-looking egg. I like to train athletes and make better players. But, okay, we're going to have to recruit. That's how college athletics is. But, you know, for me, it's been player development. In my analogy, you know, making the better egg. But now it's not even gathering eggs. It's just going to the store and buying eggs, you know, through all the NIL and the revenue sharing. And, you know, I mean, to me, that's my analogy. It's like, I just wanted to make players better. All right, well, now you got to go recruit. Okay, I get it. I signed up for this job. Let's go do that too. But this next level where you just run out and buy eggs, well, that kind of takes the fun out of it, the way you and I know this job to be. A whole nother level. Or what can you buy? You know, I don't know. Sorry for the crazy example, but that's the way.
Did you just make up that analogy right now?
No. I said that to my friend a couple of weeks ago when we were together. Like, what's this coming down to? And I go, dude, it reminds me of my Easter egg hunt every Easter at my cousin's house and made me mad that the older cousins would gather the most eggs. And like my uncle Frank says, they were the winners. I'm like, what about my egg? My egg's the best egg. Nah. And I don't know. I'm sorry for the creative random craziness that my brain takes me on, but maybe that's a visual for everybody out there the way I see it.
We enjoy it. So we never get to talk to you at this time of year. What do you do for the Super Bowl? And do you? I imagine you probably don't care who wins, but does part of you care who wins?
Well, so, you know, I've always, you know, I'm not a Chiefs fan. I'm a Niner fan, but I've always loved Andy Reid. You know, the way everything went down for him with, you know, with Philly in the first go around, I was super happy to see him land at KC and then do great. But I also don't need to see dynasties and sports for very long. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was fun when my Warriors got hot, and I don't get disappointed when the Niners were good, when we were good. But, you know, it wouldn't have bothered me to see the Lions in there with the Bills, you know, or that I was ready for some new blood. I do like the Saquon Barkley story. But I feel like right now, I just hope it's a great game. I hope the referees don't decide it. I think that about all things, you know, tournament and playoffs. And I hope we get a great game out of these guys. I think the playoff games have been great. I wish every sport handled business like the NFL. I like salary cap a lot. I don't like what basketball has become. I don't even want to talk about the way we manage baseball anymore. But, I love the parity in the NFL, and everybody's got a chance every year. And, you know, but some teams are doing it right, and they keep coming back. So good for them. They're doing a good job. And I will be watching the Super Bowl, and let's hoping for a good game.
Lambeau, you are the one and only, and we always appreciate your time that you spend with us on our show. We look forward to following what happens with Shocker Volleyball, and I'm sure we'll touch base down the road.
Well, you know where to find me. I will enjoy that. And remember, we're still going to do a face-to-face before this thing really comes to an end.
No question. Thank you, Chris.
All right, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Slam, Wichita State volleyball coach. He's something else, isn't he?
One of a kind, as
did
you
said. Follow the Easter egg analogy?
I got it.
No, you didn't.
Of course
you
I
lost
did.
It.
No, I didn't. I wasn't sure where he was going at first with the gathering, but then I picked it back up.
No, I'm the only one that got to the end of it.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Ted Woodward sends me a message that he'll post on Facebook. 80 years ago today, Jamie Thompson was born.
Wow.
One of the all-time great City Leaguers at East High School and all-time great Shockers. That means something to me.
As it should.
Career free throw record at Wichita State. He's the all-time best career free throw shooter. Guess his percentage.
88.6.
85.3.
Do you think now that... we have more numbers available. You can go 64, and you can go up to the sixes and the sevens on college jersey numbers at Wichita State. Maybe should start retiring more jerseys.
Yeah, let me give that some thought.
All right, well, answer me by Friday.
Yeah, I'll get back to you. I'll text you.
Thank you.
So the booking for Friday's 4-hour extravaganza continues to grow. We'll have Chris Davis. Weston Sharts, guys we've both known forever.
Our buds.
I've known them since they were in high school. Mike Furches will be on the show on
Absolutely.
Friday. Ted Woodward's just agreed to come on at 3:40.
Excellent.
And I guess we'll get David Michael Hahn.
Oh, that's
at
great.
At 5:20, is that right?
Good choice.
No, that's not my choice.
What? I thought you booked him.
No, is that the time he wants?
Here, David Michael Hahn is an interesting character.
How so?
He's like I think he's like nervous because he doesn't feel like he's wanted.
Wonder how he got that impression.
He doesn't know what we're going to talk about. I think he's like, I don't know.
How would he get that impression?
because I just said, hey, you want to stop by? And he's feeling like he's crashing a party. And I say, no, you're part of it.
Would he get that impression from you?
No, not from me, but I think he just has the impression.
Would he get it from me?
Probably.
Why?
You're not a welcoming person.
Well, that's just ridiculous. Who's nicer to David Michael Hahn than me?
Probably me.
At our, I don't agree with that.
Okay. I don't know why you wouldn't.
Saturday, big day. We're going to show the More Like Jackie documentary at the Orpheum Theater at 5 o'clock. Doors open at 4. Tickets $10 at the door. I hope there's going to be a good crowd. It's a very well done documentary by Jamie Green and Travis Hying from the Wichita Eagle. They've been on the show to talk about it. You've seen it in its entirety, as have I. And we're going to let the people of Wichita come into a big theater setting and look at this one-hour documentary.
I think that's a good idea.
It's about the statue theft, the Jackie Robinson statue theft. And really, it starts right at that time and goes through the time that we put up the new statue.
Right, the stories that came out of the statue being stolen.
It almost seems like another time. I know it's only been like a year,
yeah,
a little more than a year.
It does feel like a lot longer ago than that.
It's been a long year.
Like, I get it.
Trying to deal with all of it.
Everybody said January was a long month, and I didn't experience that. So,
oh, January is always a long month.
Felt fine to me this
really?
Year. Yeah, maybe even fast.
Well, March will be here before you know it, and that's when I feel like spring is a little bit in the air. I know we can get some bad weather in March, but for the most part,
we have some spring-like days in March.
I feel like March is a sign of blossoming, you know?
Yeah, March makes me a little anxious, but I'll be okay.
Why is that?
Because that's when it starts to get light again and just, you know.
Oh, brother. A
few years ago, I had a difficult stretch in May and April and March. It was all right. Difficult stretch.
Get over it, man.
Well, it's... What does that mean?
It means if it was a difficult stretch 3 years ago, who cares?
Well, I do.
It's over.
There's a word called, you know, triggers, things that...
Nothing triggers from 3 years ago.
Yeah, things trigger from lifetime.
Really?
Have you not heard of this concept?
I don't know. I don't know if I don't know.
You have no triggers.
Not that give me one.
I don't know. That's,
say something. I'll see if it triggers.
I don't know.
Just randomly say something.
Fire hydrant.
No trigger. Didn't do a thing.
You know, you have triggers, and so does everybody else.
You want to give it another shot?
No, I don't.
Why?
Because I'm not enjoying this exercise.
You don't enjoy much about this effort anymore, do you?
That's not true. But just being told get over it, I don't know if I like that.
Well, I'm not saying get over it. I'm saying move on.
It's not that I'm not over it or that I haven't moved on, but it's still there. It still exists, and I'm fine.
Well, I hope so.
Give me some credit, man.
I hope so.
I'm ridiculously strong of mind.
Is it okay for me to mention what I mentioned on Facebook?
I don't know what you mentioned on Facebook.
Is it gratuitous?
What?
What I put on Facebook last night.
What'd you put on Facebook last night?
About, you know, an honor I received.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Is it okay, or does it seem like...
Sure.
Why is this guy saying this?
Have at it.
You say it.
You were nominated for... induction into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and I'm happy about that because halls of fame, especially in this state, mean a lot to me.
You're already in the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, you know, yeah, and I'm grateful for that.
You think I'll ever be in the Wichita Sports?
I wouldn't bring in relatives from out of town. Let me just put it that way.
I think I don't know if I'd even accept.
Really? That's the most ridiculous thing you've ever said.
Like the Eagles.
What would you say?
I'll pass this year, thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's silly. First of all,
they do the media, Mal Elliott Media Award. That's what you got. So you're not officially in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I'm in.
You were honored by the Hall of Fame, like the Ford Frick Award.
No, I'm in.
You are?
And I'm, you know, I'm grateful for this opportunity. One of 25. They did pare their list from 80 to 25. You know, they used to put out this incredibly long list of nominees, right?
Sure.
And it took you a day and a half to go through it all. Wisely, in my opinion, they've pared down that process.
Well, I don't remember it ever being that long.
It was pretty
long. Every time
long.
I've voted, it's been...
It was four, five, six pages of nominees.
Yeah, there's maybe 30.
No.
Really?
Jeff... No,
okay.
Many more than 30.
Okay, well, it didn't seem like an overbearing process.
Well, that's why they cut it down.
Even back then, I'm saying, even a few years ago.
Did you vote?
I have a few times.
Why did you get a vote?
Why wouldn't I? I'm a member of the media.
What media?
All of it.
Do you get a vote now?
Not that I know of. Not since Jordan Poland left.
Eh, too bad. Keep working at it, kid. All right, that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more guests and Jason Duda. See you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.